RunDNA has an incredible range of running and walking footwear, apparel and accessories, catering for anyone who is looking for the right shoe and fit. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists right across Adelaide. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. So if it's time for new walkers or runners, you can find RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or the other location, 391 Fullerton Road at Fullerton. Both stores open 7 days a week, plenty of off-street parking. You can find them online as well.
It's the 3rd of July. This is Hooked on Sport. I'm Wallace Long, and welcome to Ben Hook.
Wallace Long, good morning. Great to be chatting. My favourite segment of the week is You're the GM, because I love to put you in spots where you've really got to think about things. We're going to talk about Carlton again, Wallace, and I want to reference Brad Lloyd, who is the football boss at Carlton, who decided to do a press conference over the weekend. It was on the basis of the fact that Carlton had yet another devastatingly poor performance against Port Adelaide, their coach under siege. And Brad Lloyd was there supposedly to go into bat for the coach, Michael Voss, and be supportive and provide some real clarity around where the club was at. And I think it was a dismal failure at that press conference. You're the GM, Wallace, of the Carlton Football Club. How would you manage that issue, not just with Brad Lloyd, but with the public itself?
I think they did exactly what they needed to do. It was underwhelming. He was ill-prepared.
He was.
It was just really disappointing. And, I mean, I know a lot of commentators have spoken about it and suggested that it's incumbent on those people to be supportive of their club and their team and to actually have prepared. I just go back to what Nathan Buckley said about the Blues at the moment. And he said, you know, he felt that like they looked rudderless. Well, I can tell you, Brad Lloyd, he looked rudderless. And also, Buckley's also said, it looks like there's no clear direction. Well, there was no clear direction in regards to what his position was on anything. So I think the way that Rob Priestley ended up going out to the media, what was it, on Monday? I mean, he had to do it. He had to. And he really did what Brad should have done, or the person in that position should have done. So, you know, I didn't see Brad's interview when it happened, but I've seen it since. But I saw Rob's first up. So I just thought, well, that's a straightforward thing. He sort of had his position. He talked about the fact that they're committed to Voss for his contract. They'll do a review at the end of the season. So everybody had clarity. So when I think about the people around the club, the sponsors, everybody else, and the supporters, I don't know, honestly, what the general manager of football was doing.
Rob Priestley, gee, he saved that from the fire. I mean, the fact that he was just adamant that this is how we're going to deal with it, so let's all move on. We are not going to waste the next 8 weeks. I thought it was superb. And, yeah, Brad Lloyd, I reckon that's really difficult for Michael Voss when you just need that extra supportive voice and you just don't have it in that guy at the moment. So, yeah, Graham Wright will be the new CEO. I think August 15 he starts, takes over from Brian Cook. He is going to it's going to be fascinating to see how he handles that football club, because change is coming. It's just going to be the extent to which it's going to land and how quickly it will, because Graham Wright has a great track record of overhauling football clubs and turning them around quickly, but they need an overhaul.